Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
I was a single dad raising three kids in diapers. Back early, I had a concept that if I'd have taken the leap, I could have designed a product and been the first person to do it. But for fear of taking that leap, taking that step, I didn't. They let me go. I just picked up my side job. I'm not a former business owner. I'm just an IT guy. I don't know how to run a business.
What does failure is knowledge mean to you?
Well, if you don't fail, you haven't really tried.
Welcome to the Failure is Knowledge podcast, Larry. My name is Terrell Humphrey. I got one question for you.
What's up?
Why Community Business Solutions?
Oh, it's a great story. I know I only got a couple of minutes, so I'll try and shorten it down. I was a single dad raising three kids in diapers by a single dad. I had one guy that used to connect people. He turned me onto a $5,000 referral in 2001. There's still clients. So when I came up with the name, the job was to find solutions for businesses in the community. So that's where it came from.
You say you was a single dad raising three boys?
No, three kids.
Three kids. My bad. Three
twin
kids.
Girls, 6 months old, a boy, 2 years old, when I happily became a single dad.
I went through
that's
a divorce.
A podcast itself.
I went through a divorce myself, so I understand.
Yeah. I awarded full custody. And so my free time was to play racquetball. And this guy, you talk about connections, that was a master connector. You say one thing, how I get the word out. Well, you need to talk to my boy. He does podcasts. And he call you up and talk to you in years, call you up and make that connection. He did that for me. It was for Hillsborough County Schools, tracking small business utilization. And I've been a client ever since, 2001.
It's interesting because it sounds like you had a lot of failures, but you didn't let the failures define where you are today. What was your biggest failure throughout your journey?
See, you don't get paused with this, do you? I didn't think that through. I just fear of taking the leap. And back early, I had a concept that if I'd have taken the leap, I could have designed a product and been the first person to do it. But for fear of taking that leap, taking that step, I didn't. I'm not saying I'm great where I'm at now, but if I'd have done that, that would really propel the company a long time ago.
And there's a thing about community that you just said about somebody has to be more experienced to teach you what you didn't recognize or what you didn't see or what you didn't notice. And you're doing that. You're helping people see things that they can't necessarily notice and don't understand.
Absolutely right. I sit now on a board called Minority Enterprise Development Corporations. I'm on the Hillsborough County SBE board. And the goal is to spread the word. And I know that when I was doing my side job, I just mentioned while working for IBM, when they let me go, I just picked up my side job. Meanwhile, there were people struggling because they only had one thing that was working for that company and they didn't know what to do. I was like, okay, time to switch.
And switching is the most important thing because it helps you turn failure to knowledge. Thank you. You got a car too? Okay. But it helps you turn your failure into knowledge and really position yourself as a great mentor. Your business, Community Business Solutions, it sounds like you have a lot of solutions for business owners who's getting started to business.
Yeah. So what we do is cybersecurity. So we're virus protection. We're helping you with compliances, especially if you're in the medical or legal industry or financial industry. We help you stay compliant. You have an issue, we can remote on from anywhere. I've been in Australia and remoted on to people's computers in Tampa and fix the situation. We also do phone systems. The geek term is called voice over IP, but think about having a cell phone, carrying your work number and your personal number, and you can keep your life separate.
Separation is
well, tricky. Yeah, well, as entrepreneurs, we want to take all calls all the time, yeah. But you lose that balance. And also, if you are just keep having everyone go on your cell phone, then when you grow, all your clients still have your cell phone. They need to be talking to your staff and let you work on your business instead of in it.
And that's one thing I learned about having mentors and really getting around people who understand more about what you're trying to do.
Right. Yep.
Because you're not talking from a book. You're talking from your experience. And a lot of people miss the experience part and they start to teach what they're not doing, but you're actually doing what you're teaching.
Right. Yeah. And so when I went on my own, I joined a networking group. I'll keep letters out of it, but I joined a networking group. And what was great about it was that was people. I'm a former IT guy. I'm not a former business owner. I'm just an IT guy. I don't know how to run a business, sell, market, do any of that. But I got to leverage people that had that experience and they kind of mentored me. So now I give back the same way.
You give back the same way. And, yes, and I feel the give back. I feel give back. So I do appreciate it. So we're at the Tampa Bay Expo. What is your biggest takeaway from it so far?
Just making great connections. There's great people out here. The expo, the group. Everything. Love this group. Been supporter for a couple of years now.
Okay. Okay. So we coming up on the 5 minutes right now. So last couple of questions. What does failure is knowledge mean to you?
Ask me again.
What does failure is knowledge mean to you?
So I'm sorry. I don't understand that. What does failure is knowledge
mean to you?
Yeah. I don't. Well, if you don't fail, you haven't really tried. So you just got to learn from that. Okay. What did I do wrong? What could I improve on? And then if that's the right path, keep going at it, but fix your mistakes.
That's five.
Yeah.
That's from experience.
Yeah.
That's from experience. So last question.
Sure.
So what was your biggest takeaway from being on the Phase Knowledge Podcast?
This is fun. I encourage you to do it. You get hooked up with this man.
I appreciate it, Larry. I'm going to stop recording.
All right.
Oh, and how can people find you? How can the people find
you? Oh, yes. Again, the company is Community Business Solutions. C for community, B for boy, S for Sam, LLC.net. So CBSLLC.net. And right now, actually, we've got a promotion. We're giving away $50 to attend a 1 hour webinar, and we'll show you how to access that on the website.
And there you go. So if you're looking for a mentor or someone who understands what they're doing, go to Community Business Solutions, LLC.com.
.net,
and go join the webinar if you want to win $50.
$50 is working for you.
There you go. There you go. I appreciate it, Larry.
Thank you. Having a cell phone, carrying your work number and your personal number, and you can keep your life separate.